Hi, this is Dom Tristram. It's the spring of 2017 and we've had several years of austerity. Councils up and down the country are having to cut services. Where I live in Bath, this has resulted in plans to dramatically reduce the size of the central library and move it into a location that's not nearly as convenient. Combined with another number of other schemes locally, such as a very unpopular park and ride, this has resulted in a number of groups getting together and deciding to hold a demonstration in town. I joined them. And while I was there, I talked to a number of people to ask what their message was to the council. So I'm here with Lynn Patterson, who's the Green councillor in Bath. I'm just going to talk to Lynn and ask her why she's here and what other her feelings about the march and the reasons that everyone else is here too. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
So, lovely day for the march. What are your main reasons for being here?
My main reasons are to support an opposition in Bath, and this march has a lot of different purposes. People are here because they're opposing the park and ride on the east of Bath, which would be a desecration of a beautiful area, and also wouldn't work for what they're saying it should work for, but also for the moving of the library, which all the people who know anything about it know would be a really backward step.
People are sitting in the road. Probably going to annoy the traffic, but that's the point.
Can I just say to everybody who has signed a petition, everybody who's turned out for the libraries, we are so grateful. We had no idea how long it would take, how hard it would be to even get an email answered. But we won't give up, and it's wonderful to have everybody with us. Thank you so much. We will keep going until we get a proper library solution. Thank you.
Fantastic to see so many people come out. It's a really good turnout.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's good that people care, right?
About yeah, absolutely.
People beginning to become aware of what the council's up to and all that sort of thing. It's good to be beginning to get a bit
There's angry. A lot on the park and ride, which is very good. I'm glad to see. It's great to see people coming together, actually about making their voices heard, getting noticed, making the council aware that people do care about Bath and what's happening. So yes, I'm in favour of seeing such a great turnout.
Bath deserves better. I think one of the problems I find is that, because I deal with the council quite a lot, is purely that there's almost a wall of silence that you're dealing against, and you don't get anything. And in effect, you almost physically have to be in front of the person before you get an answer. And that's really not the way it used to be. You used to be able to... The officers used to be more responsive, the councillors were a lot more... And now it feels like you're just walking into a wall of silence, and no matter what proofs or the logical nature of your arguments... They make no difference. They're anecdotal. It's like the classic one is up... there was a pedestrian crossing that was going to be up on Bathwick Hill. And Councillor Tony Clark cancelled it because of 13 objections. Each one of them countered by an officer saying there was too much pedestrian traffic up there and it really needed to happen. And when I asked him why, he said because car sales went up. Yeah, and that's a scary place to be in when you're looking at somebody that is... supposed to be looking after the transport and the well-being of the city, and he's just forgetting it and doesn't want to listen.
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, that this is a protest really against a lack of accountability rather than any single issue.
Correct.
Particularly.
Yeah, because a lot of this isn't about, like I said, all of these people. I mean, I don't agree that the cable car should be stopped. I think it's a very good walking and cycling thing. Yeah, and I'm happy with it to happen, but it's not what we seem to have. It's this lack of, we're just going to do this anyway. This is the way we think, rather than we're prepared to listen. Yeah, it's that whole thing about climate denial, when 97% of scientists are all saying, look, this is happening. Climate change is human. Climate change is happening, but we're not going to believe it. And it's like that's not going to change the reality of what's going on. And I think that's the problem here, is you have these. And then the other problem you got, and this is the I think also a key one, is when you look at the cabinet itself has got 7 members, none of them that live in Bath. And you've got 50% of the population in Bath, is in Bath, and you need that representation there, and you need that concern there, that there is a very different dynamic between urban and rural, and you need to manage that, and that's great, but... I don't think they know how to do that. I think they're out of their depth.
Well, I mean, that's an indication of where the Tory council has come from, isn't it? That Bath itself, I would always say, is a small L liberal sort of city.
Correct.
Yeah. And for the council to be a Tory council, they depend on North East Somerset.
Exactly. And so when you start looking at their policies, like, for example, the park and rides, pretty much the perception is they actually benefit not so much the city, but actually most of the people from the outside the city as much as anything else. And it doesn't, and it's one of those things where when you start looking at the way they've done a lot of their schemes, they do focus very much on their areas, what they can get away with spending in that area. And that's fine.
You can see that people are absolutely fed up now with the council not listening. We've been to so many official lines to try and get them to stop the park and ride, stop them to cut the library, the arts fundings, and they just don't care. They just do what they want to do. And now you can see that the strength of feeling in Bath is growing. The residents of Bath, they want more say in how their city is run. It is their city after all. You know, we employ the council to look after our city on our behalf, but they're not doing it.
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it, that this is a march really for democratic accountability more than any one single issue. And that's, I'm not sure, something that we've really seen up till quite recently.
And it's good that there's, you know, lots of different groups coming in. It's not just about Hampton Meadows now. It's people from, it's affecting the whole city, not just our green belt.